Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, babies! 3 days out till the Super Bowl! Let's go!
That came up quick.
Did it?
Yeah.
You're always surprised by this show, I feel like.
Yeah.
It always sneaks up
on you. Well, because I just come to, like, hang out.
Sure.
And then, like, the show starts.
Yeah. And
you
then
know?
You're like, oh, then it's back to my real life.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Oh. I just came to, like, hang with my friends.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Which we are. We're all friends at home. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get in the chat here in a second. In the meantime, at the top of the show, Super Bowl weekend is here. I told you we were selling out of Hard AF Seltzer all over the great state of Tejas. No more. Shipment came in. 1,000 cases just came in today.
All right.
So in Dallas, there is a tasting tomorrow night at the Total Wine from 4 to 7 in Euless, Texas, outside of Dallas.
Okay.
E-U-L-E-S-S. Euless. I figured that one of these two fucks who have lived here for 15, 20 years would know, but you never heard of that city.
Never heard of it. Don't
it's
care
a big
about
state.
It.
Yeah.
It's a big state.
They're both pretty white, too.
Yeah, they are. That's true. So right outside of Dallas, just west of Dallas, 2501 Rio Grande Boulevard, Euless, Texas, 76039. I'm going to get a million fucking DMs about the mispronunciation of that. And I don't care, but know this. You can go and get free booze tomorrow night. The Total Wines in Euless, 2501 Rio Grande Boulevard in Euless, Texas. Ryan Mills will be there. Just hired him. Might have a cowboy hat on. Might not. Say what's up to Rye Guy out there and go to Total Wines. And then just grab a 12-pack while you're there for the big game on Sunday. We're going to be partying all day long, doing different shit. Super Bowl special tomorrow on Drinkin' Bros podcast. We pushed it to Friday because MyBookie.com and the awesomeness that they are just released a shit ton of prop bets for Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift only. Even Casey, our neighbor, hit me up this morning and he goes, holy shit, seen the prop bets they just posted for Taylor Swift? And I said, yes. We'll be covering all those tomorrow.
Yes.
Because let's face it, I'm just excited of her being there as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now that all the stories are coming out and the fun shit's coming out, I like it. There's a lot more on the line.
Yeah.
One of them involved you, and I really want to get into that. So if you can give me just a few notes of your favorite song by Usher for the audience to get them ready for the weekend, that'd be great.
Oh. But you have to do but you have to do it over that.
Sure.
So you have to come in earlier.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And like I keep going and then
yeah. So stories are starting to drop about everything that's going on. They're trying to get everybody amped up, create some drama, all that other shit. There was a producer on that song who worked closely with Usher during it. And apparently the whole thing came from L.A. Reid. It was pre-written and they just said, hey, I want you to record this song. And Usher called him and said, this is fucking stupid. I hate it. And it's corny as shit. Mm-hmm. So did his producer. He says, I don't want to record this. Mm-hmm. And L.A. Reid, I guess, pops up on the phone and he goes, I don't give a fuck what you want. It's a goddamn hit and you're going to do it.
Right.
And hung up the phone on him. Here we are 20 years later. Not only was it a massive hit, but it was the lead single off that album. Now, in Usher's defense here, what he wanted to lead with off that album was Burn. And I was like, ah, shit. It's a fucking banger too, dude. I forgot about it. We gonna let it burn. That whole fucking... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know the rest of it, obviously. Yeah, but
I don't know any of it.
Massive song. You know, as soon as it plays on Sunday, you'll know what it is.
Sure.
He wasn't incorrect necessarily, but yeah, it was 12 weeks at number one, I guess. So holy shit.
Yeah.
Shout out L.A. Reid and them for doing it. But I guess, allegedly, behind the scenes... When Usher sings that song on Sunday, it'll be L.A. Reid's like ultimate fuck you moment of like 20 years later, dude.
So fuck good.
Off. Fuck off. Because we know he's going to be there. Some drinking bros are working the events. Some of our listeners of Ross Patterson Revolution are working the events. Here's what I can tell you if you are pre-betting this. I'm not going to say who he is. I'm not going to say the listener's name. We'll keep him private. Is working at the hotel where Usher and the entourage and everybody staying and performing and rehearsing and all that other stuff. He said Ludacris was in.
Okay.
If you're betting that online, Ludacris was there. And then the other one was, I think it was Alicia Keys. Yes, Alicia Keys was the other one. So Alicia Keys will be there, which means My Boo will be played, obviously, then.
Okay.
So, he said both of them are staying there. They've been rehearsing and everything else. Take that for what it's worth.
Sure.
If there is a prop bet on that, I will certainly be betting that as well.
Yeah.
So it should be fun on Sunday. In the meantime, though, I woke up to the most amazing story of the day. We all know I love casual racism more than anyone else in this world.
Right.
Some might say full-blown racism, too. Okay? Some might say that.
Yeah.
But this one I love because it's Nancy Grace. I've always hated her anyways, and this is exactly who I thought she was. You love Nancy Grace.
I do, and you guys are more alike than you want to admit.
Totally. I'm sure we are, because let's face it, it's hard to really get ahead without being an asshole. Everybody wants to take advantage of you and all this other shit, and you just want to make your fucking job easier.
Right.
So Nancy Grace, back in the day, was the one who found that Sunny Hostin chick from The View,
mm-hmm.
who I despise as well. So, I mean, this is a tough one, a real tough one for me today.
Right.
Who I hate
Wait,
more.
But why, sorry, but why do you not like Nancy Grace? If you could break it down.
So, I've gone back, I listened to you guys' Crime Corner episode mm-hmm. that you guys did with Delco there.
Yeah.
And you're going back, you guys did the Scott Peterson case, mm-hmm. and then obviously you have the Top Mom and all that other shit. Like, a lot of people blame her for sensationalizing these stories and potentially getting people convicted over the years just based on her hammering these stories home in the press and how big she was at the time and everything else.
But it's like
I kind of side with it going back because I watch a lot of these docs with you as you prepare for Crime Corner.
Right. And you're talking about a Casey Anthony and a Scott Peterson, right?
Well, in this one, Scott Peterson, but there was some other... Casey Anthony fucking did it. Like, she's a piece of shit, right?
Right.
But... a couple of the other ones were kind of questionable, and she had her own questionable ethics as well. And at the end of the day, I don't know if it is more theater or if she really cared about the cases or whatever. I will never get that answer, right? Because you're on television. It is entertainment at the end of the day. But do I think some of these cases got advanced and pushed against the wrong people at certain times? Maybe. Maybe they did because of what she did. It's
tough.
I
know, but you can't name one.
Scott Peterson.
Oh, you think he's innocent?
I talked to Delco about this the other day. I can't get through my mind how you drug that body on the fucking boat and not tip it over.
It's possible.
When I went back and listened to that Crime Corner, I just don't understand that.
But we even said that in that Crime Corner was like, look, maybe all whoever took her or whatever and was holding her mm-hmm. had the body. the media was telling them exactly where they can drop the body in order to frame someone else. Sure, maybe. It's a possibility.
So I'm starting to side with you guys on this one. I think, did I hear he was getting a new trial or did they shut it down?
The Innocence Project, Project has taken up the cause. So he may.
We'll see.
They're pretty good. If they take your case, they're pretty good at getting at least an appeal or a new trial or whatever.
Right. So look, we'll see at the end of the day. But she sensationalized a lot of this shit and it was guilty before a trial, essentially, with a lot of it. Strange time. I mean, it was, you know, right after OJ, all that shit was heightened and, she was on every day. Now you need correspondence and all that other shit. Obviously you guys have seen Dan and I on Fox News a lot over the last 3 months. We've been doing it about once a month there and the usual suspects show up and do a segment and all that other stuff. Cause you need that for the shows, to grow.
Yeah.
And it also helps to have guests. So Sonny Hostin, which I thought was a real name. It's not a real name, was one of those correspondents that she had on, legal analyst. She's smart. Okay.
Yes.
I personally don't like her because of her political bullshit and the way she'll spin it in there for her fucking show. But it is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. She's on it. She has her own viewers and everything else. I find it odd that she'd come out 20 years later and tell this story that Nancy Grace shamed her into changing her name here. Which is wild to me. I love it.
Now, she's not coming out. She was on an episode of Finding Your Roots, and they asked, you know,
Finding Your Roots.
Had to say her real name, and they're like, why'd you change it? And she had to tell the story. So sometimes people come out with stuff to try and get attention or get their name back in, and then sometimes people just clip an interview that you did where you're talking about something that happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And make it like you have started a crusade where it's like, no, I was just telling you why I changed my name. And I don't know how she feels about it, right?
Well,
does she love it or hate it? We don't know.
What I love about it is that's what she does on her show is everything is about this fucking crusade for something and everything else. So her getting tied up in this, whether or not it's true or false. I do love that show, though. And I will say this.
Yes.
It's not a gotcha show at all. It is a normal like family tree 23andMe type show, and it's great. You and I have watched it, I don't know, 5 or 6 times, and whenever it's on, I'm a big fan of it. That's hilarious that was in there. But during it, she said that she had to change her Spanish name after Nancy Grace struggled on every single take with it, and I think it's fucking hilarious. And she said it was just so crazy, she just couldn't get the name right. And during the break, she said, can I say something to you? And I was like, sure. Do you have another name, like a nickname? I don't know. And she just kept at it. She was basically telling me, you're very good at this, but your name's not going to fly. You're going to need to just go by a nickname. Now, that has happened in Hollywood for years and years and years.
Right.
So I'm not pinning this on Nancy Grace at all.
So her name before was Asuncion.
I'm sorry?
Asuncion?
I know you have Latinx descent there.
I'm just reading it.
Uh-huh. Is that the real pronunciation of it?
I know.
Studied Spanish, and I've never heard this name.
Oh, yeah, you're fluent. We forgot.
Pretty fucking close.
Asuncion Cummings.
Spell it.
Asuncio, little hyphen, tilde, whatever.
Okay.
N. Sion.
Asuncion?
Almost like ascension.
Almost, but it's not.
Asuncion. Yes, you guys.
What was
see
your last
it?
Name? Cummings?
Cummings. So super Puerto Rican, right? But you're like, okay.
Yeah. You're definitely going to change your fucking name. Asuncion.
Cummings.
God, that's a terrible name.
Everyone's going to be calling you Miss Cummings, really. Just like,
that's
oh,
it.
Mrs.
Oh, hey.
Miss Cummings, yeah. So anyway,
so actually, wow. Yeah, you were right about that it means ascension. She was named after, it can refer to the Assumption of Mary. That Mary ascended into heaven.
Isn't that what it looks like?
It is. That's what it is. So she has like a religious first name, basically.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and that's pretty common in most Latinx cultures.
But she went real far and went Sonny Hostin. right? So like, which she took is... she took what Nancy Grace said and fucking ran with it, right? Sonny be hosting, right? Sonny, I'm a host. Sonny hosting. She's not even using the same last name.
I would argue that she even took another culture on, and she got married to a Hostin?
Yeah, Emmanuel Hostin.
No way. What are the chances of that? As a host, she marries a guy with the last name of Hostin?
Perfect. The secret. It works. Put it out there.
Boy, dude. Nancy Grace.
But anyway, she's actually not even in this interview. She's saying, after I changed it, my career took off and people knew who I was.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what happens, right?
Sure.
And I love it. Now at the end of this episode here, which is rad because she's got to go back to The View and explain this today.
Sure.
I don't watch The View and I won't be watching this because they go real deep on that show, which is why I love it. And it's always something fucked up at the end.
Yeah.
I think Edward Norton's was, who is the guy who raped Pocahontas?
No,
John Smith.
Yeah.
No, but he was related to Pocahontas.
To Pocahontas, but it was via rape. Yeah, it was via the other family.
Via rape.
Like that, yeah.
Well, funny story about Sonny Hostin. I don't know if you know anything else about this.
I'm about to get to it, Bob. Oh, she learned at the end of the show that her ancestor was a fucking slaveholder. So that's disappointing. She said that's disappointing to hear that, you know? And that's what's going to happen when you start digging deep enough here.
I think she should be canceled, right? By her own metrics.
She had a pretty, like, I don't know, dumb reaction to it from what I read, where she was like, her ancestor who owned slaves, this was not like a southerner, you know, on a plantation.
Yeah, it was like Puerto Rican.
She was a Spaniard pre the existence of America, I imagine.
Sure.
And she was like, I just always thought of myself as Puerto Rican. I never realized I had Spanish ancestors. Like, what the fuck are you talking? You think they showed up and people were speaking Spanish there?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And also, like, totally deflecting from the actual, you know, point.
Oh, I
being like, even... oh, I have Spanish. Oh, what'd you say? Slaves? I'm Spanish.
No. Sorry, Sonny.
No, that wasn't the point of that.
Slaves in your whole family tree.
Slaves. Sonny, take down.
Cut down your trees.
Cut
the front
down
yard.
Your trees.
All right.
Your house belongs to someone else now.
You fucking slave owner.
Fired from your job.
Yeah. That's it. It's over. It's over. How disappointing. Oh, boy. The look on her face. I'm looking at it right now. She's just like, oh, no. It's so perfect because she's looking at it going, fuck. How am I going to explain this at the current job that I fucking have, dude?
I know. And it's one of those shows, too, that they're not like telling you what they're talking about. Nope. It's all a surprise. They don't like prep you. They're not like, hey, you're going to find out you were a slave owner, right? They just go, okay, you want to know? And they're like, yeah, let's figure it out. Who
great.
Am I related to?
That's
and they're
great.
Like,
the funny,
cool
there was a
story.
There was an even funnier one with, I think, Issa Rae.
Really?
Where she found out that her, like, black ancestor owned slaves.
That's awesome.
That makes so much sense for her, though.
The thing,
she, like, pushes back for sure.
The thing I loved about the Edward Norton one was, you know, he had brought it up so he knew something. Like, he was like, oh, I'd heard this thing or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a rumor in his family or whatever.
He's one of the smartest people, probably the smartest person I've ever met in Hollywood ever. And I knew what he was doing, where he was setting up the end of like, oh, man, if this goes the other way, I should just be honest about this. And I was like, and sure enough, you know, it did. And he was like, ah, damn it, you know?
Yeah.
But he's clearly studied everything under the sun. And like, he's, what did he go to, fucking Harvard or something like that? Brilliant guy, and he knew, and he at least led with it. But to see homegirls look a shock here on the screen, because they got the thing on the screen.
He has a history degree from Yale.
Ugh,
Jesus.
What a bastard. Good looking, talented. I don't know if he won. Yeah, he won an Oscar for Primal Fear, I think, right? He had to have.
Right? Nominated? Definitely nominated.
Nope. I don't think he's won. Ooh. He has been nominated.
God damn. American History X, he didn't get one either?
Let's see here. Academy Awards, 3 noms: Primal Fear, American History X, and Birdman.
Oh shit,
dude!
Right.
God damn!
Did not win for any.
That is insane. Give him a make him.
He did
Leo
win a Golden Globe.
On one of them.
My guess is, well, so he lost for Best Actor in '99 to American History X, or for American History X.
Uh-huh.
Best Supporting Actor in '97 for Primal Fear. Best Supporting Actor in '15.
Who beat him in '97? That Primal Fear, man, was just...
I know, but I think it was like a Leo. It was someone.
Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jerry Maguire.
Oh boy, that's really egregious. That's egregious. We all got swept up in that movie, though. It was the magic around Jerry Maguire that we were like, oh, hey, that was the Academy Award winner over Edward Norton in Primal fucking Fear.
Yeah, he has an even more egregious loss in for Best Actor.
For American History X?
Yeah.
Who?
This is so much worse.
Who?
He lost to Roberto Benigni for Life is Beautiful.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right.
And that dumb fucker won earlier in the night, too. I remember that.
If you think that the Oscars hasn't been this way forever, you're out of your mind.
Wow, dude.
That was an Italian film.
Enorts.
Forget that. It was a slapstick comedy about the Holocaust. Yeah. Yeah.
When you think about like how hard the part was that Edward Norton did and how amazing he did it, first time rookie out of the gate, and Cuba Gooding. I'm just saying, like, both amazing, right? Both amazing. One is a Barbie, and one is a fucking
An Oppenheimer
type. Yeah. You know.
Oh boy.
So I don't know. Now I don't know what's going to happen at the Oscars.
He did lose, rightly so, probably in 2015 at least.
Who was that to?
J.K. Simmons and Whiplash.
Yeah, Jesse didn't like the movie. I think I liked it.
It was okay.
Yeah, I liked it. And I was amped, but there was people that bitched about J.K. Simmons. For that, for sure.
No, but I mean, he was really good.
I love that film, and I like J.K. Simmons a lot, and I had no problem with it.
I do remember that year, Birdman Keaton not winning.
That
and I
broke
have
my heart.
Never been more brokenhearted.
Yeah, same here. That's and
I don't know why.
God, to the most Oscar-y
I know.
Dumb thing.
It was
Eddie
Redmayne, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's Hawking. Like Stephen Hawking.
And it's like Redmayne has his whole fucking Twinkie little life ahead of him.
I know.
Whole like artsy everything, and Keaton has been just the best dude, best actor for years.
He actually deserved this because you got Redmayne
100, and it was like playing such a good movie.
Yeah, you got Redmayne though doing what? Not going full retard,
right?
But and then you've got another very Oscar-y performance with Steve Carell putting on makeup, being unrecognizable in Foxcatcher.
God, I hated that movie. I hated him
Didn't
in that
mind
movie.
It.
I hated,
Didn't mind
I
it. Now
hated
look,
it.
Now we're getting in the weeds. We're getting in the weeds.
It's
guys.
All right. I'm
we
still
are going
about
down.
It.
I mean, do not get me heated. Although
we were on air then. So, like, I remember talking about this with you.
I think on one of the One Stars or Crime Corner, we went into blockbusters of 1997. It will blow your fucking mind the amount of movies that you love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Compared to what's going on now.
Oh, I mean, it's banger after banger. It was Nicolas Cage's year, basically, in the box office.
For sure.
But if you go through, like, the movies of 1997.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's insane.
And you know why now. That Elon Musk thing, we actually read the list from Disney yesterday of what the requirements are to make movies and TV shows now and what you have to do as far as writing, casting, crew, everything. And now Elon Musk is funding that class action lawsuit for everybody who is wronged. And this against Disney. When you read that list out loud, that was leaked, you realize how impossible it is to just truly make a great film without 90 other things and fucking hands dirty in the water where you're just like, oh my God, dude. Whereas you didn't have that back in the day. It was fucking
whites,
sexism,
all men,
racism, all of it. And like the numbers were better than ever.
That's when it was good.
Huh? The numbers were better than ever. And it was like, that's what I don't understand. If you just look at the population totals, of course it's going to be like this.
That's what Ross calls Black History Month.
What's that?
The good old days month, remembering the good old days month.
Growing up in Georgia, nobody celebrated Black History Month like us in Georgia down there, okay?
Oh, gosh, and you miss it, huh?
I do. Well, look, Fulton County. Damn it, man. All that shit that went down there, you know?
Sure.
Way to do all of it.
The mayor, all that.
The mayor led all the marches, all that other shit. Jackson, that's what the airport's named after in Atlanta. He was there for all that shit. So, yeah, it was nonstop, dude. We were enjoying it. If you grow up as a child in the state of Georgia, Black History Month is all year long.
You know? Right.
And that's the fun part about it down there.
Sure.
And I love it and I miss it. Okay. I'll be back there for the national championship this year. So I'll be back. It's in Atlanta this year. You know,
when's that?
Maybe I'll take
you
back. You've never been to see like my old stomping grounds, my old house and all that stuff.
In Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
I have. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know, but it was, I remember driving by, you're like, this was our rental. And it was like the nicest house ever.
It was not.
And, well, compared. But, yeah, we drove, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know if I ever took you there.
Were we going to, like, was that ashes spreading?
No, sure wasn't. Different place. Oh, maybe.
Dad ashes maybe. Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. So many people have died at this point that I'm like, yeah, maybe it is. Yeah. But either way, it's changed a lot down there, but Black History Month remains the same.
Sure.
Still rocking down there. Still, I mean, to the highest degree, so shit. Mm-hmm. Some say, why give it the shortest month? You know?
Yeah.
Give it a long... January should have been it. That's 31 days.
Yeah.
Not the one with 28.
Mm-hmm.
For Christ's sakes. A lot of fucking wild shit going on this weekend. Taylor Swift is everywhere, by the way. I know I said this at the top of the show. She fell down in Tokyo. Is she going to make the flight? Is that all going to happen?
100% Travis Kelce's worried. She did not fall down.
What happened there?
Oh my gosh, Bob.
Huge deal about this.
Can you please show this so that we can all...
All eyes are on this chick every second of the goddamn day now. And it's like, what's real? What's not real? Or is it just for...
Look at
this. I just need a headline.
Crazy snafu that happens.
What was it? What was the craziness that
I know?
Did she die?
No, I
it's
know.
It's on TMZ.
Bob's going to show you.
If Bob just goes to TMZ, he can find
he
it.
Loves
hand injury
Elon.
After nasty lives... backstage fall.
No.
Yeah, that was. Just go to TMZ today, Bob.
All right, well,
Bob.
TMZ.com and pull that up there. I'm looking at it right now, but
Bob,
I haven't played
sorry.
The video.
Bob has a pass. He accidentally drank too many hard AFs last night. No joke.
Oh, did you get fucking rocks last
no,
night?
No, just
happens.
Just hard AFs.
We were just laughing about how there's no way it's 8%.
There's no way it's 8%.
You think it's higher?
Yeah, you need to get that thing retested.
I wish we could.
That or there's something else in okay. there, you know what I mean?
Legally,
just,
we can't.
Woo!
Here we go. Let's
Look
see this
at
video.
This crazy fall.
So by the way, I haven't seen
get
this.
Get ready.
I just read the fucking headlines.
She's about
today.
To drop it here.
Just missed the chair a little bit, guys. Big snafu.
My God.
My
oh, wow.
God.
She
is she,
died.
Is yeah. she okay?
She's,
is
she'll
going
to
be
never
able...
make the Super Bowl. Wow, dude. She almost died on that. She almost died.
Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah. Please.
Not the babe I care about anymore when it comes to the Chiefs.
Who?
Yep.
Oh,
there's a new babe in town.
So is this real? And this is the fucking age we're in here
yeah,
with what's real.
Real
and what's not real.
It's real.
Is this sports? Well, Sports Illustrated is dead. Was
it's
this
not.
The last?
No,
the last
I mean,
thing.
They're gonna do swimsuit from the end to the end of time.
Yeah, this is their last piece of value.
They're gonna just put it online. I'd imagine
they're just like getting rid of all the sports stuff.
Right, right, right. And they're just showing fucking women in bathing suits. Is that really her?
Bang.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right?
Son of a bitch.
I know.
Zoom in on that to different parts.
We'll find, yeah. There's other photos too. But yeah,
just the different parts of her body.
What do you think? Her lips? What?
No,
go. Okay, right there. That's where I'm going right there.
Kay.
Sorry about this. Okay. And I hate to say this, but I'll leave this up to you, Jesse. You're the fucking lady here. Those don't look like real legs to me.
Real legs?
Yeah. Isn't that AI or something?
No, those are real legs.
You think those are real legs?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of Photoshop, I'm sure. But
you're
like, those
touch
are
it up a bit. But...
A bit.
They look very tiny.
They are tiny.
I think they are tiny.
You
okay. Yeah.
She looks, maybe because she's always wearing baggy sweatshirts and shit. I just assumed she was bigger.
No, she's always.
She was a soccer player. Like, actually a professional soccer player
was
for a
she
second.
Really?
Yeah.
For who?
I don't remember. Some team.
Well,
whatever.
Then I should give her more credit.
But
then.
She played college soccer and stuff like that, so.
Okay. Then I'll give her a little more credit then.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some fucking dum-dum. I always see her in his, like, baggy sweatshirts and shit like that. And I can never really tell. Well, Kansas City. So that's probably dumb of me. It's cold.
Sure.
You know, fucking 90% of the time.
We've seen her in a bikini, though, with the tattoo.
With the tattoo.
I have not, I don't think.
Yeah, you have. We've talked about the tattoo.
What's the tattoo?
The,
of?
Like,
swinger tattoo.
Swinger tattoo.
Yeah, well, I saw the swinger tattoo, but that was just on her foot. So I didn't see the full post, but all right. Brittany Mahomes, shit.
Yeah.
Oof. And then he went back to Nancy Grace. Is that kind of what she's going to look like later in life?
Yeah.
Gross. Good for her. And this just dropped this week, too? Right before the Super
Bowl? Today, I believe, yeah.
Smart. Yeah, they're trying...
Smart, Sports Illustrated.
Well, they were trying to say that she's trying to distract from the dad getting a DUI.
Good.
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
She's doing her job.
This is typically when it comes out, though.
You what?
What's that? It typically comes out around this time.
Yeah, that story's probably bullshit of trying to distract from the dad, but good. Even if she is, and then she did have this call...
Good for you.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's what you should do. Am I becoming a fucking Brittany Mahomes fan today? She played soccer. She actually did something in college.
The problem is, though, this is unsustainable because if this family keeps it up, Jackson and Pat Sr., I mean, she's going to be in Hustler in 3 years.
Yeah, if she needs to distract.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
And that's Penny. That's penetration in that one, dude. That's that pasta Penny in there. That's what Hustler is.
Yeah.
Show the fucking dildos inside of you.
Yes.
This is a little bit of class here, and this is nice. Congratulations, Brittany Holmes. There we go. Or Mahomes. Look at her, dude. All right.
Congrats,
I've only seen her in fucking huge coats and shit. There it is. That's what I'm typically used to right there. Some huge baggy ass coat.
Yeah.
Freezing her ass off. All right. All right, Pat.
Yep.
Now I understand it. Like, why does he put up with this bullshit all the time? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough. Good for him. Child.
Yeah. Well, look, let's face it.
Both children.
If you're going, I mean, everybody turns into their father someday, right? So,
yeah. Yeah.
His father was also happily married at one point in his professional career as well.
Oh, true, true.
He was a baseball player.
Look. You can't, I think she's, you can't leave that. There's a crazy look in that eye. Like, you cannot.
She does some crazy
you
shit.
You can't leave.
She does some crazy shit for
you
sure.
You will get fucking annihilated. You can't leave her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's sort of what is, you can't leave me.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, and if he did, you'd start to hear subtle things like emotional trauma.
Sure.
Yeah. She also has too much intel on Pat because she's known him since middle school
and videos
exactly
I guarantee
right.
you she's got videos of his cock like everything else
and she is not afraid, like she will threaten
do
you know what I mean, like she's got it in a vault, she's digitized it, she has multiple copies and 100%. She's like, you can't leave me.
If he even presented a divorce,
and I also say good for her,
video footage and files, and be like, "Hey, cool."
And I also say good for
her. And respect to her, because it's not like he was a fucking stud coming out of high school.
100%.
He was not at all.
She, some might argue, she made him. She made him happen. You know
how?
I go back to that pic, and they've been showing it all week, throughout the presser and shit like that. It's the pic in high school where she's forcing him to smile.
Middle school.
But middle school, that's it. Forcing him to smile, saying, hey, Pat, cameras are here, okay? Let's act like a fucking professional, all right? I'm going to ride this out with you, you fucking dork.
Yeah, possibly.
Look at that. She's all braced up. She's getting ready for her time later on in life.
Look, I think
she knew
both,
she needed those braces back then, probably.
I think they both, like, you know, went through some awkward years together.
He looks like an awkward kid.
Yeah.
He actually looks better there.
This kid
sure does.
If you could only see from his neck up, and I was like, that's the varsity quarterback. You get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then look at her, the crazy look in her eyes. Jesse and I have a friend that reminds me of her. You know exactly what I'm talking about, so. And it was just the mean girl, the fucking thing. And like, hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Scouts are here tonight, Pat.
Yeah.
In high school. Hey, Pat. NFL scouts are here in college. Hey, Pat. Smile. Hey, Pat. It's my fucking birthday party, Pat.
Sure, sure.
Do all the things. And guess what? He's the greatest quarterback of all time because of it.
Yeah, I mean,
she might
look.
Have built him. She might have did this behind the scenes. We don't know what she said to him in the bedroom.
Look, I think the tides are turning, not for me,
hey,
but
Pat.
For everyone else.
Hey, Pat.
I think the tides are turning with Brittany Mahomes. And I say go for it.
Yeah.
I say go for it.
Shit, man. Those bikini shots are all right. You know? It's better than watching these fucking dummies rolling around with this Apple bullshit on their head. God damn, dude. I don't want to see these videos anymore. Pull these up on Twitter, Bob. You got people in the subway walking across the street. What's the name of it? The pro fucking helmet? Is it the Apple Globe?
Is it an Oculus? What's it called?
It's not an Oculus.
The Apple Vision Pro.
Apple Vision Pro. That's what it is. So these are popping up everywhere here, and I'm just watching these videos of people in subways, on trains, just fucking...
This is the best driving. One. Driving shit, a Tesla truck, I think.
Oh, because it's self-driving?
God. Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
No. No.
You can still see out of them.
Homeboy's sending emails.
It just adds to
It adds to what you can see.
It enhances your life.
Did he get pulled over because he's wearing these glasses?
Seems like it.
Also driving the car.
It enhances your life?
No. Like, so you'll see what's in front of you.
It's like putting a filter of something else over what is really happening.
Yeah, it'll add grids. You could, like, look at your social media.
Oh, dude, that's fucking awesome.
Look at this, dude.
I love it.
You can get walking directions. You can, like, look at a restaurant, dude, and maybe it'll pop up the
stars. It actually isn't, like, functionally, it seems okay, but the way it looks...
Right, implants it in my head.
Hardest sell.
I'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's the next step.
Yeah.
But watching people with these fucking ski masks on, or these ski goggles on, walking down the street... I'm like, there's no way this is real life anymore.
Make them look like Ray-Bans.
That's it. Make them look like Ray-Bans.
You know,
I mean,
what
look,
I
at, look at this fucking fat piece of shit. This is it right here. This is the world.
But what is he doing?
Emails.
Is it almost like the...
He's expanding something.
Or
the... Is it Pikachu?
It's a map.
Really, like, this
is Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to see people doing constantly in 10 years.
So all I want to see, Bob, is people getting hit by, just absolutely fucking smoked by Mack trucks with these goddamn things
But
on.
Why would you? You can still see everything.
We'll find out.
It'll still distract you.
We'll find out.
Okay.
That's going to be real distracting.
Like by version 2, it'll be like truck, and you'd be like, oh shit, and you just
but you can literally, there's no reason to do some of the things that people are doing. People are watching 3 TikToks at a time, which make no sense.
Yeah. Play the, we'll watch this guy here just working out.
Just hitting squats.
Seeing his gains in real time.
It's about maybe 245, if that. It's not great.
He's not even going
full
extension.
For a little Asian kid,
for a little Asian,
bud?
That's not bad, dude.
Come on,
go Delco.
You got to give him a little bit of a 100%.
Handicap.
Well,
you got to go
by race
on that one.
It's
great for an Asian.
Saying those were 245s, I don't think they were. Plus the 10s. I don't think it was 245, actually.
Wow, look at that, dude.
Already gave him credit by lying.
Yeah, and then fucking, and then just retracted
all
of it.
Already lied for his ass.
Just called the guy a piece of shit.
Okay.
And here's what you look like when you leave, when you take it off.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Because all I want to see is a bunch of fucking out in the fucking streets. So my buddy, our mutual friends out in L.A., they're doing it with the production company. They're putting these things in music videos and all this other shit.
Simpsons kind of had it
down. They really have? Is that a real thing from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
How long ago was this?
It was...
I always forget The Simpsons is like still going on.
I know. Escuela de Medicina de Harvard, John Hopkins. Unbelievable, dude.
I want one.
So I asked Brandon, my buddy, yesterday. I go, hey, dude. He was at the office.
Credit,
and they were
bro.
Testing him out. We're good on that. Bob just wants to watch the whole goddamn episode.
No, they're just fucking trolling us.
So I asked him. I said, hey, you know, they're popping these things into, they're paying everybody. Influencers, music video, like all of it, right? To get these things out there into the world. Because Apple wants everybody wearing one of these goddamn things, right? As they walk around in their fake life. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, dude, I knew he would give me an honest answer about it. And I was like, what's the fucking story? He said, are we living in a dystopian nightmare? Yes. Like, that is true. And I realize what it looks like. And we all look like fucking idiots with these goddamn things on. And it's completely retarded. And we're all checked out from the world. So we get all this cool shit. But he goes... God damn if it's not the greatest thing ever invented. And I was like, no way.
Right.
No fucking way. And he goes, yeah, dude. And he goes, I don't know what to do. So they're new parents as well. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what do you guys do with your kids and shit like this, right? Because our oldest asked for one of these things
the
other night. He goes, what do you
do? Since the very first iteration, when people are running into TVs and fucking breaking things, that whole VR thing. Mm. And I'm like, no, dude.
No, you can't have it. No. And so I told him the story and I go, hey, so we don't do that shit. You know, screen time is limited throughout the week. Even on a fucking iPad, let alone strapping something to your skull. and then walking around the house with it all day. We can't get him to pick up his fucking clothes now. So what is he going to do with?
What if it made picking up the clothes fun? I'll buy it.
It lights up like
I'll
Pikachu.
Buy it tomorrow. Yeah.
It becomes a game. It gives you
It gives you rewards
every time
you
fold. Ding ding ding! Like every time he grabs it.
Yeah, it's a high score. But he goes, "What do you do?" And I go, "I don't know," because the other thing too is like, he's one of my best friends, and I was like, "Man, what the fuck?" I go, "How do you stop it? If it's that great, if you're saying it's that great, how do you stop it?" And he goes, "I don't know." And he goes, "I'm not really sure what to
you
do."
You don't.
Can I give you some perspective on this too? Where you're like, it's gonna rot their brains and fuck everyone. It might, honestly. But when cars first became a thing, there were newspaper articles bemoaning that children's legs would atrophy, that no one would ever walk again because they're not walking to school and shit anymore. That people would just become seated,
yep,
just or wheelchair people forever type of situation.
Or better example of like TV, right? Like TV rots your brain. Don't sit too close. All that shit.
Sure. But
right?
This is something you're
physically
strapping.
Where it's like you'd much rather
strapping.
Have your kid sit in front of a TV than, I think there is a huge difference.
Is there?
I think there's a huge difference between sitting far away and watching a TV than having either an iPad right up in your face with every possible.
What if I just did the whole fucking podcast like this, Jesse?
And oh, just no, I'm going
to
buy
to you and just like, yep.
I'm going to buy ski goggles and wear them.
Okay. Yep.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking insane. And then another guy that who's been on the show that I'm a big fan of, and we remain friends afterwards in real life, Sagar. Sagar posted this today on his Instagram. If you can pull up Sagar Ignetti's Instagram over there. When he posted it, I was like, oh, shit, dude, it must be good. I was like, all right, he's a smart guy, hilarious.
Oh, no.
And he'll give you an
good.
Honest opinion on everything. And
it's good. iPads are
down.
Great.
Yeah, there it is.
VR's
so he's got
great.
It right there. He says, I will live in a pod and eat bugs if this is what the future is like because it's awesome. Sign me up. And literally, I've had two other friends say the exact same thing, and I'm like, what do you do? How do you curb it? Now, for a sports fan and a sports freak, did you see the NBA commercial they did for it? It was I was watching the Warriors game the other night, and they
oh no that
the 30
second
commercial.
Shit.
So it was this Apple commercial was specifically geared for the NBA. So just type in ProVision NBA or whatever it was, you can watch 11 different games at the same fucking time, and you're just strapped in. You can also, you know, if you wanted to, chat with your friends on Twitter or Facebook or everything else, and it was incredible to see. Like, it really was. So instead of buying 11 different televisions and putting them in your man cave, you don't have to anymore. You just strap on the goggles, and then all the TV screens are inside the goddamn thing. So it was pretty rad to see there.
No, you can't stop it. You can't solve it. You can't shy away from it. It's just a matter of, like, same with, like, iPads, Nintendo, what, all of that. You just need to, like, try and push it off as long as you can, but you cannot escape it.
But
it's the same way my parents tried to, you know, curb TV.
Uh-huh.
It's going to rot your brain. It's the same way that I think about iPads is the way that my parents were with sugar and TV. Guess what happened? As soon as you could, like, watch TV or eat candy, whatever, you eat all of it. You watch it all the time.
And you get fat. Like, and it's all the horrors that they said, the horror stories they said actually came true.
You just kind of have to, there's just no point in, like, being like, no, nah, never. You just have to be like, when do you think your kid is ready to
handle? Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying not never, but
because adults, go ahead, guys, walk down the street, get fucking hit. I love it.
Do whatever you want.
Love it.
Homeboys getting pulled over, all that shit.
Love it. Go.
But it was on House of Highlights too on Instagram as well. But the other thing about this that they were talking about, as far as the technology goes and what they're going to be able to do, is concerts. Courtside seats to, you know, games and shit like that, where you're going to have a better experience than in a cheaper one than if you were there. So this is another thing they're going to roll out in the future, by the way, is paying for concerts. So, like, if you can't afford to go to Taylor Swift, you can pay a premium to watch it with the fucking goggles on and everything is spaced out and you're like, all right, I'm here. Are you going to go to shit anymore? Are you going to be there in person anymore? Are you going to experience it with real people anymore? Or are you actually going to go to the game and some of these dummies are going to be wearing this shit? Like, probably.
This is why Vanilla Sky is one of my favorite movies.
Because we're close.
Because it's the age-old question. It's been asked, you know, it's based on like a philosopher that asked that question or did that experiment, which is like, would you rather live a real life mm-hmm. that's real with all the problems, all the shit, whatever, or a fake life that's amazing?
James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. DietSmoke.com. They're back, baby. Every time Diet Smoke's on the show, it's a fucking party around here, kids. You and I just bought, what, 6 packs of it the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ten milligrams. I love it. I bought some of the mushroom ones as well. So you and I will typically wind down the evening with a tenner apiece. And that's it. And then you had your own little snack bag of them. You had them all cut up in little pieces for you.
Yeah, I just liked it. You know, I'm a nibbler.
Yeah, you are.
So I got to make it, you know.
I understand that. I get it.
Yeah.
And right now over there, you pop in that promo code DB50 at DietSmoke.com. You're getting 50% off any item. Dingits? That's amazing. Big fan of these guys. If you're new to THC, I'll break it down for you here. It's the same fucking gummies or edibles you would get in Colorado or Los Angeles or whatever, but now they just ship right to your house in all 50 states. Doesn't matter where you live, discreet package, all that other shit. So if you want to hide it from people, go ahead. Who cares? Your kids won't know. Your wife won't know. Your gay lover might not know. You're good to go. And right now they're crafting up a new product, and it's shrooms in a THC blended gummy, and they're fucking perfect. I love these goddamn things, and the second they get to the house, they're gone within a week, easily. They're 5 milligrams. 10 is where I like to live and just have the giggles. Ooh, just watch a little TV and have the giggles over there. They're the best. They've got these euphoric mushrooms, great flavor in them. All the flavors for all their products are amazing. And if you're like, they taste so good that you're like, there's got to be carbs and sugars in this. And then you flip over the package, you're like, nah, I don't have dog shit in there. It's fucking awesome, man. They've all got a QR code on the back of the bag, so you can scan that just to make sure that it is the proper milligrams that that you get over there. They go from like 5 milligrams all the way up to like 150. So if you're a lightweight, and they, even if you want caffeine in them, they got those too. They got ones for every one of them. So here's the fun part for all of our listeners and all of our Drinking Bros listeners as well. You can go to DietSmoke.com, use the code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the all new shroom gummies. Remember, you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. And for any of you dummies out there, like, man, is it real fucking THC? Yes, it is, dude. You're going to piss hot. So, like, if you have a job, you know, in the real world where you're like, oh, I can't do that. Hey, bro. Yeah, that's what it is, man. It's weed shipped right to your house. Fucking awesome. Big fan. And I highly recommend taking one of those and then drinking a Hard AF Seltzer with it. It's how I wash it down. At HardAFSeltzer.com. Head on over there. Go to the store locator. Type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. Right now, Texas is all stocked up, dude. 1,000 cases. Boom. Just hit this morning. Out to the warehouses, out to the Total Wines, out to the HEBs. So I was in the HEBs up and down 290 by our office here. They're in the Dripping Springs HEB up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Austin area, they're in the Nutty Brown location. Those are stacked up. Although my buddy Charlie was there, took a picture last night, and he said, dude, that whole fucking tower is down to like 3. They'll always restock it over there. So that HEB is all stocked up. And then the HEB in Oak Hill by the Y, they're all stocked up as well with Hard AF Seltzer, along with all the Total Wines in Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Now, we're also in a bunch of other states, including Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Ohio. So if you're out there trying to watch the Super Bowl this weekend, head on down to the Short North in Columbus, Ohio. Head on down there. Go to our favorite sports bar. Down there in the Short North. The Pint House, dude.
Oh, hells yeah, dude.
Fucking party. Great food, great atmosphere. Get there early.
Young girls.
I know. real young.
Barely.
22. I know. Standard Hall on campus down there.
Even younger there. Yeah, they're even younger.
I know. God, it's a blast. It's so much fun. You and I were there. It was great. TVs everywhere. I think they might be doing like projectors and all that shit. Again, get to all these places early if you're going to a sports bar. To Rage for the day, but they're all serving hard AF seltzer. Urban Meyer's Pint House out there in Dublin, serving it out there. Danny, I talked to Danny yesterday from Brunches in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Love, he's coming back.
They're doing all the pregame stuff there. Go and get hard AF seltzer, all the brunches in Wilmington. Head on out to that Total Wines in Wilmington. They're all stocked up there as well for the big game. Everybody's stocked up on hard AF seltzer for the Super Bowl. It's easy to remember, you know, all the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama or the Total Wines in Florida and all that other stuff. And we're in over 300 locations in Georgia, and then we're in all the campuses too. So if you're out there partying, University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa or Auburn, University of Tennessee, Athens, ABC Liquor Store up there in UGA, Rage, dude, okay? That's all you got to do. It's Rage, dude. Just fucking Rage.
All right, man. I'll do it.
Go to hardafseltzer.com. Click on that store locator. Find the location nearest you. If you're not in one of those states or the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house over there at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas, and the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
It's never been more
because one of the biggest comments my buddy said was, hey, you could live in a fucking 400-square-foot studio apartment. If you're able to strap this on every day, and live some fucking crazy. What do you need all the other cool shit for if it's just it's already in your mind and glued to your face?
I'm
look at this goober right here.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Who what is
doing?
It?
What are we doing?
She's a fucking.
Is it
Norman.
A fan or?
Yeah,
oh,
so
it's a fan.
Guy sitting courtside.
Yeah. And so my opinion is that most of these people are plants because Apple's trying to promote this product.
For sure.
And it's hilarious, obviously. It's,
but yeah, I'm Tom Cruise all the way.
Are you really?
Tom Cruise at the end of the movie all the way. Your face is going to be fucked up. The girl that you love is fucking dead already.
It's
right?
Ready
you have
player
no
one.
Money.
Yeah.
It's just Ready Player One. You're going to live in a piece of shit apartment and
yeah.
throw these goggles on and get away.
No, it's I'm saying yes, and that's then, definitely what it's going to be, but you have a choice.
So forgive
do you
me,
wanna do
I,
that?
I didn't see this movie and I didn't read the book. What's the crux of it? Like, do these guys have jobs in real life or no?
No, I think a lot of them have jobs in the, I forget what they call
in
the reality.
Game.
Yeah, in the game.
In the
but their
reality.
Real life is sort of a dystopian Mad Max type
oh, yeah,
world,
yeah.
right? Where
it's
like
he lives in a thing called the Stacks, actually in somewhere in Ohio, I believe.
Perfect.
And it's all these trailer. It's like skyscrapers of trailers.
And you try
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
Find...
There's like ghetto
there's
matrix.
There's an Easter egg hidden in the game that gets you like unlimited money or something in real life. So people are in the game trying to get rich.
Okay.
So yeah, this is basically Ohio.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yes. If you're able to strap
it looks
in.
Like it. Yeah.
If you're able to strap in when you get
Toledo,
home, does it
sure.
matter where you're at? Oh, yeah. Akron.
Dayton.
Yeah. There's a lot of cities you could name.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I get
Cleveland.
That. It's a little bit different than what I'm talking about.
It's Columbus.
It's Columbus. Oh, Columbus is actually the one nice city.
Wait, is it really?
In that state.
Yeah.
Columbus is the one nice city there. The rest of them, that's so great. I won't ride for Cleveland or Toledo or Cincinnati.
Anyways.
I enjoy Columbus, but yeah, that's what it could be, I guess, and I don't know what the answer is at that point. That movie you and I watched, that Don't Worry, Darling, was very similar, where their fucking lives were miserable, they were working all day, and Homeboy was just like, great, let's go to the perfect place, live the perfect life, and enjoy this, and enjoy each other. I don't know what the fucking answer is, but having kids during this is the scariest part, for me at least, where I'm just like, because then, you're right, what year do
don't
you...
Don't be too scared.
It's not, but what year do you give it to them?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's not going to fucking magically drop into their room. We'll figure
Santa,
it out.
Santa will do it. Like, we've got to, you know, Santa's out there. He's real. And it's, we got to curb whatever this is.
Again, with the kids, you don't have to be so scared. Just don't do it. It's real hard.
It.
Not. It's real hard not to, but.
That's what you're saying. Don't buy it, right?
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah,
don't do the thing.
We don't, right? But he's going to get to an age where he's going to fucking buy it on his own. You're like, all right, well, shit.
No, he can go to his friend's house and use it.
Yeah, that's what I say. Put it on over there.
That's what I had to do.
I
was watching Peanut Butter Solution on VHS. Peanut Butter Solution. You know what I mean?
And I guess,
eating fucking carrot, literal vegetable cupcakes, right?
Yeah.
And I would go to my friend's house and be a fucking nightmare. Go ahead, kids.
I guess it's better like the kids of, oh, hey.
And also, thank you, Mom, for that, by the way.
I'm
going
to go watch Netflix with my girlfriend at her house. Now it'll be a different story where you walk in and you're like, what are you guys doing in here? There's just a lot of grunting and moaning. And it's like you walk in and it's just two kids wearing the and they're fucking alt-worlds. And you're like, oh.
And then you have to ask yourself, is that better than like what we were doing, which is just like
reverse cowgirl? Yeah.
Buying
What?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, of course.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I was a fat softball player. So I was like buying weird chemical stuff and making it drugs, right? Or spinning around really fast so I could, you know, we could get fucked up. So now it's like they don't really have to do that.
Were you Huff and Poe? Were you Huff and Potpourri?
No.
Okay. I knew those rag kids, dude. We had some of those rag kids when Sonny got to college. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
No, we would just do like NOS and...
Gasoline.
Mm.
Yeah, a little bit of gasoline, a little bit of computer cleaner, a little bit of...
Ah, the computer cleaner, yeah.
Weed.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe some glue. Yeah.
I never did glue.
I think they banished the computer cleaner. I don't think it exists anymore.
Didn't
for
do
that reason.
Glue. but smoked a lot of weed and did, you know, we were doing acid and shrooms and stuff too, way too early. Had we had this shit,
maybe you
I might not have.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just wanted to fucking see. Let me show you the world.
Let me show you though. But between this and then they put the first Neuralink chip in that Elon Musk in a human's head.
And what is
we're
that?
Close.
What is that for? To like,
well,
so for like a Biden, let's say that needs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So if or you're having problems that... or whatever, what they're saying now is that it's going to be for medical shit and you know things that are going wrong and everything else. But then let's face it, the next part of this is you want to be on a beach all day? You want to not be in your real life? Great.
The chip?
We'll put
no.
the chip in.
What is the chip exactly? I think it's
well, right
too...
now it's to help out with ailments and things like that. So it's
is
medical.
Is it like for Alzheimer's kind of?
Yeah,
or...
look it up. The first neurochip.
Hear, what, so where, the...
They just implanted it into somebody's head mm-hmm. for...
Right,
after
but
killing
the...
1,500 animals, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're what?
After killing 1,500 animals.
You're yeah,
gonna,
well, that's
you're
what's going
to
have to happen.
You're going to break a few eggs, bro. Like, sorry.
You can
I just
experiment
don't think they
on...
got it down yet, so kind of a risk for
well,
this.
Well, you need to test it. If you're going to die anyways, like Toby Keith should have taken it, for Christ's sakes.
No, but I don't think it's for, like,
TK.
health.
So it's for, it is two parts, I guess, is what I'm saying. Allow people to control their phones or computers, quote, just by thinking, said Musk. Also, it could be helped to overcome neurological disorders.
There you go. So I didn't know the other part, but I read the there was an article about the neurologic, forget that word.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that word today.
Brain give him problems. A chip.
Not gonna,
put him in a chip.
I
put
need
a
the
chip
fucking
in it,
chip
but...
right now, dude. I need the chip. So put it in.
But yeah, it's basically like, you know, exactly what he said, like kind of turning people into like a cyborg. Like, you know, when your brain naturally yeah. over time is going to, or if you have get some kind of degenerative disease younger,
mm-hmm.
this is basically helping with that, right?
Moving
or reversing
towards
that.
The singularity, yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you are paraplegic, something like that, and you want to control things with just thinking about it, I think that's huge too, right?
Could you imagine you put those fucking goggles on Stephen Hawking? Man, that would have fucked up his whole world, wouldn't it? Could you imagine, dude? Hawking with those fucking goggles on, dude?
Do you think God Hawking damn. Was real?
Stephen Hawking, or yeah. was he a plant?
He was an industry plant.
He was an industry plant for...
It's just a bag of bones in a chair and an automated voice.
It was all real suspects, I'm not going to lie. And that face.
Yeah, like, was he really typing that stuff, or was it
if
just
Bob
like...
brings up that face with the underbite, he had the worst underbite in
I don't
want to
do this. I don't want to do
I
this.
I think the audience needs it because we're on Patreon
do this.
Today.
I don't want to do it.
You're telling me he couldn't be like a Disney animatronic?
That's what I think, dude. That's what, look at that. Look at that underbite, Jabes. Why only those four teeth, too? You know? Where were the rest of them?
It's
where
like
were the rest of those
It's like an
teeth?
Old bulldog.
God, Matt, so leave that pickup on.
Are we fucking dunking on Stephen Hawking right now?
Yeah, fuck him, dude. He was at Epstein Island. I don't really give a shit. So with this, you got Hawking there. Now imagine him with goggles on. Joel, are
no,
you watching
this
right
now? I'm telling you.
If you could Photoshop those Apple glasses on this Hawking pic that's currently on screen, that would be the greatest of all time.
Here's when I would be not Tom Cruise and choose the whatever. Like, if I was Stephen Hawking, if I was, like, bad accident, paraplegic, whatever, like put the chip in and give me the glasses.
Yeah.
How fucking awesome would that be?
Well, I think
like,
about
look.
I think about later on in life. So here's where I will say the positive of it, right? Later on in life, yes. If something like that happened or whatever, and let's say it was you and me, empty nesters and all that other shit, and I just wanted to fucking hang with you all day and wear the glasses and chill, and it was just the two of us on the beach somewhere, fine, right? And you can
do
put the chip in and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then do it. But now at this age with kids and all that other stuff, like I think I just enjoy life and going out and seeing things and experiencing things in real life that I it's just not for me right now.
No, you just kind of have to teach kids like that life is, you know. Life
beautiful
is,
and I think
life is boring.
Roberto Benigni
life
said that.
Is boring and there's little moments of being fun and whatever, but if it's not I'm quoting Vanilla Sky all day.
Sure.
Without the sour, baby. The sweet just ain't as sweet. But listen, like, I see them get addicted to the everything. So, because they don't understand how to be bored, how to be just like, it's not good right now. Like, if you take away that coping mechanism of like, I'm bored, what am I going to do? I have nothing but like sticks and fucking whatever toys I have, whatever it is, right? If you don't teach them how to get through that boredom and whatever time,
yeah,
they're only going to need this, you know, iPad, Apple Vision, whatever.
Look, because I agree.
why would you ever deal with being bored if you have that?
But it's also waiting for things and the buildup for things and the excitement for things that would also be gone as well. Like for me personally right now, I'm amped about Sunday and the Super Bowl and the parties and all that other stuff. Like I can't wait for the Super Bowl to get here. With all this shit, if you strapped in, you would probably, it would just erase time where you're like, oh.
Or the whole time you just be like, oh, this is kind of like not great or I'm not having a good time. Might as well just go home and get on my, right? Like if that's always an option for you, why would you ever choose?
The other thing that I wanted to ask you guys about, oh my God, dude, he did it.
And look.
Dude, text me that fucking picture too. I'm going to post it on my shit right now. Oh my fucking God, dude.
Good that, for him.
That would have been, imagine what else he could have created with that goddamn thing on. Shit, you know what else? Think about this. And this is a serious one because I just read this thing about Danny Masterson this morning. Danny Masterson got transferred to the Charles Manson prison. It's like a fucking Supermax bullshit thing, you know, where you're just like, holy shit, right? And he's not eligible for parole until 67 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, I know they're appealing and trying to get a new trial and all that stuff right now, but let's say he's in there and he's in there. You're at the Charles Manson prison, dog, for 20, 30 years.
If who is? Sorry.
Danny Masterson.
Oh, yeah.
So the weird thing is I had read this Apple Pro thing and then that was the next article underneath it, you know? And with that, I was like, man, thinking about a guy like Danny where you had everything and you could do all the fun stuff. You were so rich. You could eat at the nicest restaurants. You can go on vacation whenever you want. You fly private. You could do anything you wanted to in this world.
Yeah, but if rape is always an option, wouldn't you always do that? I mean, sorry, is that what you're connecting to this?
No.
Oh, sorry. No, Go ahead. Sorry. Are you saying like, oh, if the...
It was nowhere near that.
If the Apple Vision is at home...
No.
If rape is there, no. Obviously.
No.
Okay.
No. Wasn't going there.
All right, go.
Wasn't going there.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
In Jesse's defense, I believe the amount of rape in the metaverse is infinitely higher than they expected.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Didn't even fucking think. I'm sure it's all rape.
It was. It that's how it started.
It's
like
all,
the day one.
It's
just turned.
Pornhub
it was, yes,
and rape.
Yes. That's exactly what it was.
Rape
I was not going there with this, by the way.
Okay, someone, go ahead.
If you can, someone will build the Twin Towers. Somebody will build a swastika.
For sure.
It's what they do.
It's what they do, right? With this, serious question.
Sure.
Because you have all these violent criminals in a Supermax and all this other shit. Do you give them these goggles and be like, all right, man, I don't want to fucking deal with these caged animals all goddamn day. Can you just go in your room and put the fucking, can you go in your cell and just put the goggles on? It would probably, I mean,
I guess
people
if
wouldn't
it's
be getting
a
shit all day if you're like, all right, I'm just going to go sit
in
my cell.
I guess if it's a private prison, but if like taxpayers are paying, I'm sure there'd be.
But you know, there's going to be a bulk discount from Apple. How much is this thing now? What's your
record?
It's like $3,500, I think.
Is it
really?
It?
Shit, I didn't know it was that expensive. I thought it was like $6.99. Sorry about that.
No, I mean, it's like people can...
As things pick up, right? I'm sure there'll be a bulk discount for prisoners and shit like that. Like, if you could do it and give them to your prisoners...
I don't think there'd be any crime.
I mean, you could just have Apple...
From
build,
Apple.
Have Apple build a private prison. Why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit. Are you going to Apple prison, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I just fucking I
got a
white
good
collar,
lawyer.
You know what
and
I mean?
And you pay to go to that prison. A lot of these prisons are private anyways. So it's like, hey dude, if I give you X amount of cash, can you send me to the one with the Apple ones? Oh yeah, what is that? Man, it's still a cell. And yes, you're in your cell, but I've got the fucking goggles on all day and I can watch 11 NBA games at the same time.
Like, no, I got sent to the fucking Samsung.
I know, yeah.
Nice. Android prison. Good call, motherfucker.
That's for like the pedos and shit. And it's like, what did you do? Yeah. Oh, you had a scam on GoFundMe? Okay, cool.
And it's
man.
All like the first version of the goggles member when it was
the
just
metaverse.
Like car turn.
It's the it's the metaverse, so it's just the fucking square people, and you're like, fuck this, man.
So good.
Meanwhile, the other prisons watching 32 NFL games on a Sunday. And simultaneously.
I mean, they do that already, kind of. Jared said he was watching college football all the time.
There's a dude in prison that, like, I think paid for his bail just betting on games, and he gave out picks on Twitter. It was sick.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. Jared? Which Jared?
Subway.
Oh, Subway Jared.
Jared, known as
Fogle.
Just Jared.
Just
only Jared.
If you say Fogle, I know who that is. I'm in on Fogle.
I know who helped start Drinking Bros and everything, but
yes.
There's one Jared to rule them
okay.
all.
I was like,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Jared? I was like, eh. Oh, Fogle. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking child rapist. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, JT could only dream of being as famous and as influential, right? To America's youth.
Say what you want about the man.
Right? I will.
True. Because let's face it, if I could give a bulk discount to, probably because I was on a phone call this morning and they were like, hey, if we order X amount of cases of Hard AF for this huge chain, do we get a huge bulk discount? And the answer is yes. Like I could easily do that for you and knock down the price way low to do this. And I was like, man, if people wanted this in prison, man, I could fucking knock down that price and let them get wasted all day in their cell. It'd be great.
Prison's going to get soft. I mean, they already do TikTok dances.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, don't you need prison to be soft?
The power of dance.
The power of dance, but you're still in your cell.
No, I think there's a debate of like, you know, you don't want inhumane treatment, but you also don't want it to be fucking a great time. Do you know what I mean? So like there's this thing of like, yes, we don't want these people to be treated like fucking dogs
nobody's
or animals
saying,
and they want basic.
But nobody's saying it's a great time. They're just saying, hey.
Oh, what are you wanting to give them?
You can't shank or rape people anymore in jail. And you get the goggles. And that stops rape and shanking.
Yeah,
you don't have to get a fucking swastika tattoo on your forehead and join, you know, the Aryan Brotherhood. You can put on these Apple goggles and kind of get through the day.
And it changes everybody into the same color.
Yeah. Everybody's one race.
Oh, yeah.
At that point.
Which
you know?
One?
I'd go...
Which race would you...
Me, personally?
Program.
Like a caramel?
Everybody...
Yes. I would go... I was just going to say that. I'd probably go a Puerto Rican, like that type of skin where you're just tan all the time and sweet.
Nope.
What's Ronaldo? That's the one.
Portuguese.
That's it.
No, but like whatever you can set your goggles to whatever all the races that you want to see. So like you would.
Yeah. So I
have
me personally,
all white women.
No.
And then.
No, I mean like your.
And then whoever like, you know what I mean? Whoever's wearing the goggles can see whatever race they want to see.
Look at the camera right now, right? You've got a beautiful fucking tint to you. I thought you were Mexican. You lied to me all these years. And so did your mom. And I thought mm-hmm. you were kind of a Latinx-ish in there. And
yeah,
I was
but you've
like,
seen
cool.
my mom. She also looks Latinx as well.
Totally. And
so it all tracks.
I bought in. But that's – and the way you're able to tan and all that other shit, like, that's it. Like, but if you look at my pasty fucking skin sitting in a goddamn studio all day, which is why daddy's got to throw a little powder on just to start these fucking shows.
Sure.
That's not it, dude. I don't want to look at a bunch of whites like me. Let's throw a little color and go Jabes. Like, yeah. So give me a bunch of Ronaldos for both women and men, and I'm cool with it. You know? That's the race I want to go. Whatever that is. Portuguese, you're saying? Cool.
Sure. South.
Line it up.
Central, South American.
Yeah, whatever. Yes. Any of those are fine. The rest, it's just too much. It's like Goldilocks and the Seven Bears.
Where did you go,
I'm
Delco?
Too white.
Where'd you just go?
Portugal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Portuguese.
He's just flexing.
Well, no. He said this on Drinking Bros the other day that when did you find out you were Portuguese?
Last year.
Yeah. And so they went and they took a trip. Did you know that trip was specifically to go back to the motherland?
The homeland.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
It's birthright.
Did you know that?
No.
I thought he was just going for leisure, but instead he was going for the
I don't know if that's where you would
the
choose.
Culture and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Portugal looks rad. Is it rad?
It is rad. There's a lot of fucking wine. It's a good time.
That's what I heard.
It is rad. You wouldn't think that it like
I always thought. I don't know, I've always wanted to go to Spain, but you've never wanted to go there either.
It's right next to Spain.
It is. I'm all in. I'm all in on that that area over there. That's one of the ones that made it for me. Dan brought this up on Drinking Bros yesterday of like I'm a walking It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode of Rob McElhenney of where he wants to go in the world, and he's just X-ing out continents. The first one he crossed out is Africa. I was like, yes, I've said that a million times. Mm-hmm. Zero desire. Right. Australia. Zero desire, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, none, right?
None.
Whatsoever. Middle East.
No.
No.
No, wait, but I only...
No to Australia?
I think it's only because, like...
The plane, right?
I know I only have a limited amount of that kind of travel, right? So I do have to choose, like, yeah. I want to go to Greece. I want to go, you know what I mean?
Australia, you got to spend like a month there just to make the plane ride worth it.
Yeah. It's 24 hours or something like that?
And like, I grew up in Southern California. So I know a real great.
I know what the weather is.
Not the same, I know. But
it's sort of like, I think. You grow up in an environment like that, and you have the best weather on the planet. Great food already. The rest of this bullshit just is... I'm with you, dude. As soon as summer hits in Austin, fuck. That's the only time I miss LA.
Yeah, so my trip, like Delco, because I thought I was Mexican, I already did that, right? Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel right. You know what I mean? I wasn't really connecting with all the tchotchke...
You're not going to do that in Cancun.
I didn't go to Cancun.
You never went to Cancun?
No, that's great. Flew into Mexico City and backpacked down to Panama, so fuck off.
That's right.
So I went to try and be like, my mother, you know, let's figure it out, mm-hmm. right?
She was like a real-life Motorcycle Diaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went dangerous shit. She went to a bullfight.
You went all the way through Central America?
Mm-hmm.
She went into a... Didn't you go into the ring at one point?
Yeah, because we didn't have a lot of money, so you couldn't just go... You couldn't go and just watch, because that costed money. The only way it was free is if you get in the ring with the actual bull, and then kind of jump out whenever.
Yeah.
Participate.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she did it. I mean, she went old school, like, I've got $8, I did, I'm like,
were you by yourself?
No, I was with another white lady.
Blonde friend. Could you imagine doing that
and
today?
We lived. So just hostels everywhere.
And Central America.
And that's... I asked her mom. Yeah, when she was here. And I go, how worried were you? She was like, we were all fucking worried. She just took off. So your dad said the same thing. And I was like, holy
shit. They knew I was going.
Bro.
They knew I was going.
I don't think they knew you were doing all that.
Mexico City is fucking rad, by the way.
Do you have to pay any tolls to the cartel?
Yes, from one of them, like Guatemala, getting into Guatemala, something like that. Yeah.
You did have to pay?
Guatemala, yeah, you had to pay. Belize, maybe?
Belize was the fucking shit.
Belize is the shit.
Belize is the really? Shit, but yeah. I didn't have to pay to get in. Belize is like, come
on
in.
English.
Yeah, speak English. They come on in. They were
American
awesome.
Dollar.
We had a buddy of ours.
McAfee.
Yeah, exactly. We had a buddy of ours in Drinking Bros. Him and his wife, they got married. And they bought a fucking van, and they lived down there on the beach for like a year and a half.
Where, Belize?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like the shots.
It's overrun now.
The shots on Instagram. Yeah, because this was like close to 8 years ago at this point. But the shots on Instagram that he was taking, I was like, holy shit.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because he's a big surfer, too. So he's just like, dude, this is the greatest life, and everything is $8. And you know, you can buy land for $10,000 and build your dream house. Problem is, there's no roads and shit out there.
Yeah, there's
no
infrastructure. There's
water
and regulations. There's no like government. There's no
just drive a golf cart around.
Yeah. But like that kind of like no regulation, no government, or no like authorities kind of breeds some you know local law of the land.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure does.
Little Mac, like kind of what McAfee got involved in, you know?
Well, that's going to happen down there.
Yeah. So
that's going to happen.
But it didn't feel right. I was like, I feel like when Delco went there, he was like, yes, I'm home, right? Like, I was like, I'm trying.
Something inside me. I was just like, oh,
this is right. Yeah. You could feel it. So then when I found out that I was Greek and Italian, I go, let's fucking go, dude. That feels right to me. That feels right. Not dirty chicken buses, Mexico City, fucking... Yeah.
Santorini it is.
Dicey. Yeah, exactly. Amalfi. dicey situations. And my mom was right to be worried, but she was the one that lied to me about my heritage, so it's her fault.
Well, it was the opposite of Homegirl we were talking about earlier, Sunny Hostin, where you found out in a better way, I think. You thought you were Mexican, and then all of a sudden you got the good side of the world.
Oh, geez.
You're like, hey, fuck.
Greek and Italian? Can there be anything better?
No. No, there isn't. I wish I was.
Right.
Instead, look like fucking Steve Bannon, dude.
I think the funniest part about Europe, though, is their modest cars. They're like, what is our Camrys and, you know, just sedans. They're BMWs and Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to pay that tax.
Yeah.
They're not newer, though. Let's be real.
No.
They're super nice, but they're not newer.
They're nice. We'll close the show off with this today. What dishes are you making for the Super Bowl this weekend? Some people are axing.
Well, the menu where we're going has mm-hmm. been kind of set. So
what do you do for children? You know, like, is that just a nugget thing or?
Yeah, it's always just a nugget. Little
an oven full of nuggets.
Oven full of nuggets and a fucking gooey mac and cheese and just tell them to fuck off. No, there'll be stuff like that. And then dessert. We're just going to sugar them up.
But you always win the Super Bowl because you're like the greatest cook of all time. So what'd you land on? We argued about this last night. What I wanted versus what you wanted.
I was going to do a jalapeno popper dip and a classique deviled egg. Nothing fancy, nothing fucking added, no fucking caviar, bacon, or anything. Just a classic Southern deviled egg.
And here's what I lobbied for: two dips, a taco dip, and then also the jalapeno dip. I wanted that as well. And you said that's too many dips. And I told you last night it's the Super Bowl. There can never be enough dips laid out. It
okay,
should
well,
be all
ask
dips.
The host.
All dips all day long, and some form of meat. Some form of steak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a fucking fridge full of meat, too. Jake steaks.
You go steak Super Bowl Sunday, huh?
Interesting.
You know what's weird?
It's got to be easy.
Hang on.
Easy.
That's what I'm
easy.
Saying. But I want it sliced up like Peter Luger's, where it's like just slice up the steak so I can just come over and take a slice of steak here.
Like a skirt steak?
Skirt steak, flank steak. Slice. You know, whatever. I don't know. I'm just...
Well, we're not taking requests from you.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I thought we were.
No, we're planning it. So
okay. All right.
It's going to be finger food, dips and chips and sliders.
This will be an interesting one this year because most gambled on Super Bowl already, and we're not even at Sunday yet. My bookie asked us to do the show tomorrow to squeeze in some of these Taylor Swift bets and all that stuff. So we're going to be live tomorrow. At noon central on Drinking Bros for all of our Super Bowl picks over there, including all the Taylor Swift bets and the Reba shit. You can even pick what color dress she's going to wear. Mm. I mean, there's odds on that, for Christ's sakes, of what Reba's going to come out in.
Ross, you're already off to a hot start this week.
How so?
For the golf tournament.
Oh, I saw Sahito. He was playing pretty well before he got here.
You got first, second, and fifth right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's in first?
Sahith.
There we go. Who's in second?
Matt Fitzpatrick.
Here we go.
And then Jordan's in fifth.
Look at that, dude. Hot start for golf, but we'll have all those picks tomorrow. It's the Super Bowl. Everybody's getting weird, so we got weird guests tomorrow. Uncle Laser will be here tomorrow with the world's biggest piece of shit, Gary Faust. He's making his triumphant return. Just got out of jail in Kentucky, and looking forward to talking to him about that. True story. He really did just get out of jail.
Gary did?
Yeah. Gare Bear got arrested in Kentucky.
Oh, another state to add to the list.
He might just be trying to get arrested in every single state. So I don't know. He's going to share the story tomorrow, but it is true. Gare Bear spent a night in the pokey in Kentucky. They were doing stand-up. And that's the thing. Imagine those two guys traveling around, because you usually have an opener, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody presenting you. It's Gary and Uncle Laser out there in Kentucky.
Both just like pale and sweating and fucking DMT'd out.
Or just coke
to get on fucking stage.
Coke from strangers.
I wish it was a bit. but it's real life.
It's not. They'll be here tomorrow.
It's the only way to make it authentic and funny is to really fucking
you gotta live
do it.
It. You gotta live it, dude.
Live long enough to see yourself become the bit.
Exactly. Right. Farley, all those guys, dude, you do it. That's what it is. Sorry about it.
Farley, Belushi.
Well, no, I told Gary he was going to die. I said, Gary, Gare Bear, my over under for you is 5 years tops. And he agreed.
Yeah.
Heart attack before 30 will usually do that.
Yeah. I don't think Gare Bear is going to make it, but he'll be here tomorrow. And that'll be
so fun. Savor your time with Gare Bear, basically.
That's what I'm telling
Savor
you.
Your time with Gare Bear.
If
it's
you're,
limited.
If you're at home and you got the show on tomorrow, take the fucking Apple goggles off, all right? Just savor Gare Bear. Weird thought here before we get off. Would you be able to watch Patreon and fucking YouTube videos on your goddamn thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you can watch TikToks, you can watch YouTube.
So then it'll basically be like what, in surround?
All right.
So it'll be in like a little box. So like if you're driving, it'll just be in the corner there while you're looking at the road.
Oh, okay.
God
so
bless.
Let me change my stance on that. If you want to get a pair of these and then just put Ross Patterson Revolution or Drinking Bros on, and that's why you're buying the goggles. We absolutely support that. But just rate the fucking show, dude. Just rate it. Just click the bell. Click the, you know, the icon. Just notification bell on YouTube. Subscribe. Rate the show on iTunes and Spotify. And just a 5-star. That's it. And then I don't know what they'll do with reviews. Maybe you can just talk it out so you don't have to actually type in anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll help, you know? I think it'll help. So the wild thing is, I said on this show, get us to 10,000 reviews. I'll shut the fuck up forever about it. And I won't ask you anymore. I've also said it on Drinking Bros for years. I checked this morning before we walked in. We're getting fucking close, dude. We're at 8,000 reviews on Spotify right now for Drinking Bros. We're only 2,000 away, and I'll have to shut the
what
fuck
are you
up. I'll
giving,
never have to say it forever.
No, but what are you giving the people for it? Like so, on this, you
right,
were in a...
Right. Well, if we get to the 10,000, we will do something fucked up like we did for 100,000 subscribers with the bottle of Pappy. Remember the Pappy episode? Were you here for that, or was that just an accident? I think we just opened the studio that day, and it was an accident. We just walked in. We're like, oh, shit, we had 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there.
So that was when we did the whole entire bottle of Pappy with mixers. We did the Pappy jammers with Kool-Aid and everything else. And poured Delco a glass. He knocked it all over on the ground. Just a $200 shot all over the floor. That was fun.
What's the difference between putting it in Kool-Aid and knocking it on the ground? Really?
Right. You shut your mouth. That was the best whiskey sour I've ever had in my life.
You shut your mouth.
It was the best whiskey sour I've ever had in my life. And the bet we did it with Pina Colada, too. That really was the best.
I did mine with blue
had.
Kool-Aid. It was great.
I know. It was great. So I don't want to.
Yeah, let's
it.
Think of something that we can give we to the people, mm-hmm. to them, a gift we can give
to them
in the form of a show us. That's maybe not just you guys like drinking really expensive alcohol.
Well, I mean, to
I
be
mean, that's
fair,
a gift to both.
There was some awkward concoctions that were made that day. Mm-hmm. I was not a fan of the Diet Coke and Pappy. Yeesh.
Maybe you'll do like DMT, like live on air.
Yeah, we've got it.
You
we've
weren't
got
a fan of the most like normal drink made that day, a whiskey right. diet.
No,
ew, gross. I much rather
part?
Have.
Isn't that the weird part?
He's a fruity drink gal. Though.
Yeah, the peeners, dude. Those
he's
peeners?
Like
I've had his literal alcohol brand. I know.
Yeah.
Like he's yeah. He's an umbrella and a cherry and the pineapple kind of gal.
But the problem with it is, and that's why we created Hard AF Seltzers, like the carbs and sugars are too high, so I had to fucking create a drink without carbs and sugars. Like otherwise you'd be 500 fucking pounds.
Well, you did
around.
It.
It sucks. I'd love
you
to.
You did
like,
it.
Damn it, man. I'd love to do it. And then we have to put Egypt on the list
out
now
of
too.
Necessity.
Apologies. I said I would say this on air today to her. Egypt is now on the list for us. The pyramids, to go see the pyramids.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
No.
Oh, to go see them?
Yes.
Why?
They put a Pizza Hut in across the street. Dine-in. Pizza Hut across the street from the pyramids. And I said I would tell you this on air today, so now we'll show you. Yeah.
I will indeed show you.
So that's the view from inside the Pizza Hut there.
Wait, hold on. Let me find a better one.
This is true, by the way. So are going to the pyramids and then eating... Right, literally across the street, Pizza Hut. And it's the, is that the fat one that's stuffed with cheese?
Yeah, this is a stuffed crust pizza here, but it's the one, it's the pole bite one. It's not like our, yeah.
So we had to confirm this yesterday. It is real. There is a dine-in Pizza Hut right across from the pyramids.
It's not right across.
It, dead serious. Look
That's
at that.
Like Vegas, where you think it's really close and it takes like 5 miles to walk. You know what I'm saying?
I could hop on a camel and make it there. That's a camel ride.
I think it's a Vegas optical illusion.
Look
but
at this
little
chunker, dude. Just enjoying the pyramids inside. Just having there's a deep dish.
The Sphinx is there. You can see the Sphinx in the in the foreground. You get everything.
Now we're going to Egypt, baby. Quick stop.
You can eat like a Pizza Hut pizza where pharaohs and Napoleon and Alexander the Great all walked. You can
people
have,
way older than that.
I know.
I'm just saying, like all the legends of Earth have Caesar. Everyone has been in this vicinity, and you can eat a Pizza Hut pizza and look at what they went to look at.
You can have a stuffed crust now, just right there. Was Tutankhamun buried in one of those things?
No, not in the pyramids. No.
No.
Where the fuck was he at?
Just in a royal tomb.
He's probably in like Des Moines right now on tour.
Hopefully.
King Tut.
If he rolled through here, I'd be answering
on it. You would hate it in Egypt.
Me? Oh, I already said that on the show. Okay. I was like, dude.
That would be
I would only go for the Pizza Hut in this picture. That's it. I don't even want to walk up to the goddamn thing.
You got to swim in the Nile.
No. Isn't like dysentery and like all kinds of crazy shit in there?
No, but there's like sharks and crocodiles.
It's full of crocodiles.
Yeah, it's like gnarly in there. So yeah, I'm all good.
He's just trying to get you to kill yourself.
No.
It's awesome. Just swim in the Nile, boss. Go ahead.
It was a callback to one of our nature nooks. The guy that got eaten by a shark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's right. Was that where it was?
Yeah.
In the Nile. That's right, dude. Yeah, you guys taking your kids to Disney World? Go and swim in that pond behind the hotel. You'll love it.
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it. But enjoy your weekend, kids. Grab some Hard AF seltzers if you're out there. Grab a 12-pack. Watch the big game. We appreciate all the support, dude. This is fun to do every single day, and zero desire to stop. And same with this Pizza Hut. I want to go back to a dine-in Pizza Hut.
Right.
Let's go. And then we'll look at the pyramids for like 5 minutes, whatever.
Right? Yeah.
It'll be more about the meal, less about the rest of the bullshit, okay?
Sure.
All right, cool.
All right, cool.
Thanks for tuning in, kids. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.